Welcome to Into the Light on Arizona Shine. Every Sunday morning, Pastor Jim Dorman introduces you to Christian leaders, providing insights and encouragement for living in His light.
Well, good morning and welcome to this presentation of Into the Light. This morning, we're going to be privileged to hear about the ministry of Agape House and its ministry to our Quad City areas, its ministry, and those who connect with this vital outreach. And we're doing this by phone interview because COVID-19 is causing its disruption in so many different areas and ways. And so if you notice a slight dip in broadcast quality, please forgive us. But we're going to have a great visit. I know it's going to be worth your time to stay with us this morning. Joining us this morning is the Discipleship Director of Agape House, Lisa Brownlee. Good morning, Lisa, and welcome to Into the Light.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, for those that are living in areas other than Prescott or Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, all those areas in Chino Valley and the Prescott community and are listening in either Flagstaff or other areas of northern Arizona, introduce our Arizona Shine family to Agape House and its ministry.
Yes, Agape House was incorporated in 2013, and we began serving our first family in 2015. Our heart and our desire is to love on families in our community that are facing homelessness. And so helping provide a pathway to independence in lots of different ways, such as discipleship, mentoring, life skills, and housing. And the need for housing, affordable housing, transitional housing is so needed. And so we provide housing for the minimum of 6-month program. They're a part of Agape House, but really with the purpose to love, to serve, and to develop families in the area.
Now, we've all been impacted by the COVID-19 virus. What are the ways that you've seen this pandemic impact what you're doing at Agape House, or has it kind of remained the same? Have you had to change some things? Has your population that you're serving changed anything that's been impacted by that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually, my first day was March 16th, which was the first day of quarantine. And so it was a unique time and season to jump on board with Agape House. And so from my experience over the last 7+ months, I feel like the need and the opportunity has increased and skyrocketed. I've spent a lot of time answering phones and helping resource families, encourage them. And I feel like with COVID, there has been a lot of families in need of resources because of COVID, the loss of jobs, the loss of income, many families that have health issues, not being able to find stable housing during this season because of that, and a lot of resources either ending, stopping, or changing. And so the need and the opportunity has definitely been present.
You've now been there since March. How did you hear about Agape House?
Well, I was born and raised here in Prescott, and okay. I have served many different areas, but I was serving in Phoenix at Neighborhood Ministries, and I was in a time of sabbatical. And one of the directors at Agape House, it had been laid on her heart to reach out to me. And over several months, I just really felt the Holy Spirit opening the doors and Him confirming it was a time and a season to be home, closer to family. And the doors just swung open with Agape House and their heart, their vision, their very relational, incarnational work just beat with my heartbeat. And so that's what kind of drew me to Agape House.
Well, I've been in Arizona since 1968, and I wondered if you'd made a quick transition or if you were from the area, because I noticed you didn't use the word Prescott.
Yes, I know the right lingo. Yeah, born and raised here, such a beautiful, beautiful city and town, and my heart is urban ministries, loving on the last, the least, the lost, and the left out. And oftentimes people look at Prescott and they think, what a small, beautiful town. And they don't realize the need and the opportunity that is growing right in front of us. And so Agape House is really meeting and serving a need that often goes overlooked or is unknown.
Yeah, that's the thing I always would, I moved to Flagstaff in 1984 and probably mm-hmm. similar with you growing up in the Prescott area, is the fact that urban would not have been something that they would have thought applied to them. But,
right.
You know, both communities have grown, and they've taken on almost always, I always say that suburban, urban, and rural. So up here we call it urban, you know, so it's got all of those things in it.
Yep.
You know, because your ministries and the focus of ministries have changed.
Yes.
Now, tell me about your role as the discipleship director. What is it that Agape is hoping will come out of that? What is it that you hope will be the focus of your ministry time there?
Yes. So a little, a bit of a backup. Prior to October, we would house many of the families that were a part of the Agape House program in rentals around the city. And in October, we were able to buy a 9-unit apartment complex in pretty much the heart of Prescott. And so my role has been to move into the apartments and to build relationships with our families. And my heart and desire is that families would know that they are loved beyond anything they could imagine, that God has a hope and a future for them, and that in community and in relationship and with Agape House and the program and opportunities, they would first and foremost come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And second, be able to love and support those around them. Many of them face many obstacles and challenges, and my desire is to be able to support them as they overcome those barriers and to live lives that are full, and there's freedom and there's independence. And so really that's my heart's desire. Many of the ways that we do that is one-on-one, connecting one-on-one on a weekly basis with our families, saying, how are you doing? How can I pray for you? What's on your heart? And maybe sharing a word that God has given me to share with them. We also have a great opportunity with Child Evangelism Fellowship, which okay. every Wednesday afternoon, they come and do ministry with our kids, and we're growing those relationships. And it's just fun to have a place to have fun, to learn about Jesus, to connect as a community. Also on once a week, we have a different Bible study, life skill time. And so over the last couple of months, we've been going through Keys to Freedom with many of our moms. And so that is an opportunity to build community, to be encouraged through God's word, and to maybe learn some new things and move forward on that level. We'll be starting in a couple of weeks our faith and finance classes. And so those are some of the pieces that I'm a part of. I also am in the office here and there several times a week answering phones. We get lots and lots of phone calls of individuals that are in need of housing or are in need of other resources. And so my desire is to encourage them, to pray for them, to share different resources that might meet the need that they have. And then through those phone calls is how we get to know who's out there, what the need is, and also help us to choose families when we have openings at Agape House.
Well, those seem to be able to keep you busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're enjoying the conversation we're having with Lisa. And if you'd like to know more about the ministry of Agape House of Prescott, visit our website at arizonashine.org and then choose the link there that will take you directly to Agape House of Prescott's website, and you can gain more information about this tremendous outreach and ministry. Lisa, how did God introduce himself to you?
Well, I grew up with an amazing Christian family and in the church. So when I was 8 years old, I came to know the Lord in a personal way, but it wasn't until junior high. My youth pastor at it once was First Baptist Church, now Solid mm-hmm. Rock, really instilled in us the opportunity to serve and love your neighbor. And so I actually went to Los Angeles on a short-term missions trip. And during that time, the Holy Spirit really laid it on my heart to go into missions and to find ways to love and serve my neighbor. And so I guess I'm continuing to get to know the Lord, but it started when I was 8, and then really transformation happened junior high and high school.
That's fantastic. Yeah, a lot of times I tell people you're going to have a concrete learning experience often in your introduction with the Lord. You know Him. It's a vital part. And then it's the integration of that abstract to be able to fully integrate it that it will come.
Yes.
And it's not like you weren't a Christian. It's just that you were entering into another stage of development. You know, what you describe is my wife and I have founded a foundation, and we have funded scholarships over the years for young people to go to Christian camping or on short-term mission trips. Because when I recruited for Bible college, I found that the opportunity for God to speak to young people at a summer camp was really phenomenal. Often it would take 2 or 3 days for them to just kind of disconnect from everything to where they would begin to be a part of it, and their ability then to go on a short-term mission trip and to see how they can impact lives through service. So I always like to hear people's journey and see how that kind of plays out in their lives. So with that opportunity, did you work with Urban Ministries when you went to Los Angeles?
I did. There was an organization called Center for Student Ministries, and so they would host inner-city missions trips, serving and supporting the local church and organization. So we started with them, and then I worked with them, and then I stayed in L.A. for almost 7 years, and then off to Phoenix.
Yeah, we used to have students go with CFM, and I went over on a trip, and so we went downtown where they were doing the Dream Center and doing all the work with Standard and the union outreach down there.
Yeah.
So, what a great ministry and a great way for people to be connected. Well, as you can tell, I can become scatterbrained and go all different places. But before and we talk so many different things, is there anything you would sense that God would have you share that I haven't directed the question to you on? Is there anything that you sense that God would have you share with our family?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, as I am back in Prescott, that I am so grateful and thankful for the businesses and the churches and the individuals that have supported Agape House and believe in Agape House and just has poured out their love to us. And I also want to just encourage our city and our town to be open to the Holy Spirit, to open your eyes and look around and see where God might be calling you to love and to serve and to encourage, as there are so many opportunities around us. And so at Agape House, we always say we would love to find people that will pray, to give, and to serve. And we'd love that to be a case with Agape House. But wherever that is in the city that God calls you to, it is a blessing to those that we love and serve. And then, as we all know, it then becomes back to us. And it's just a blessing to be a part of that. So just want to say thank you and encourage each person listening, where might be your place? And you have no idea what God has in store for you when you step out in those places and in faith.
Yeah, that's the fun part about life, is that the best place to be is where God would have you being served.
Exactly.
Well, at Christ Church, in our first year, 36 years ago, we began to pray for God to bring partners into our lives that were doing things better than we would do them ourselves, so that we could focus on just being a local church. And I would tell you that if we were in Prescott, Agape House of Prescott would be the type of partnership that we would be looking for. So if anybody's out there listening this morning, and you're going, I'd really like to find a way to connect either through prayer or through giving or by using my talents and investing in people, this would surely be a partner I'd encourage you exploring. So thanks again for joining us, Lisa.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
It's been a privilege to know and hear how God is continuing to work through the ministry of Agape House and the ways that it's serving people in need in the Quad Cities communities. Again, if you'd like more information, click on arizonashine.org and then choose the link taking you directly to their website where you can learn more about their ministry. Thanks to each of you for joining us this morning. And until we meet again Sunday next week, stay well. Trust that God's providence will continue to bless our communities in this very difficult time. And may you continue to give wisdom and insight and revelation to those seeking therapeutics and cure for this pandemic. In Jesus' name, amen and we'll visit with you again next Sunday morning.
You've been listening to Into the Light, hosted by Pastor Jim Dorman. Based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, we're letting light shine out of darkness. To learn more about the guests you've heard today, or to contact Pastor Jim Dorman, please visit arizonashine.org. Arizona Shine is community-supported radio. Please join us again next week.